Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. Ah, it feels good to say that,
doesn't it, though?
September 25th, 2014, all the geek without the wait. Hi, we're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The people try to keep you up to date on the forums. They're at GeekRadioDaily.com. I said it twice, haha. Facebook, Twitter, there's an app, there's a cafe presser, there's all kinds of things. You can follow all of us, you can stalk us if you like.
You could.
It's fine, we'll even let you. But you gotta be careful because some people are wound a little tight, that there's saucy.
And if you really take me off, I'm gonna run you down with my car.
Okay then, hi. I've got a new philosophy on life. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
It's not that I'm lazy, it's that I just don't care.
I just don't care. This date, September 25th, back in 1492, crew members aboard one of Christopher Columbus's ships, the Pinta, shouted they could see land. It turned out to be a false sighting. Aw.
Huh.
Jerks.
1513, Spanish explorer Vasco Nunez de Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean. Because
nobody
been there yet.
No. Wow, I go all the way to... No way I do that. 1846, there we go. The discovery of Neptune was announced. It was discovered 2 days earlier, but they had to make sure it wasn't just dirt on the lens.
1926, Henry Ford announced the 8-hour, 5-day work week.
Well, and that's working out well for us so far. 1954, Elvis performed for the very first time at the Grand Ole Opry. The manager fired Elvis, saying, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck."
1980, Chevy Chase called Cary Grant a homo on The Tonight Show. Suit followed.
Yeah, it's Chevy's got some issues. 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor became the first woman Supreme Court justice, and everyone had to take down all their locker room stuff.
1992, a judge in Orlando, Florida, ruled in favor of Gregory Kingsley, a 12-year-old boy who sought a divorce from his biological parents. He won the right to divorce his parents, live with a foster parent, and take the name Sean Russ.
Aw, irreconcilable differences. 1995, Ross Perot announced he will form a new independence party that would field its own White House candidate and try to be the swing vote in congressional races.
2008, China launched a spacecraft, Shenzhou 7.
Shenzhou! Of course, a couple hours later, they wanted to launch again. So birthdays, 20 years old today, Jason Panettiere. You know him as a voice actor, Periwinkle on Blue's Clues, and Robbie on Robbie. Hobby movies. I don't know who Robbie Hobby is.
I have no clue.
Never heard of it.
Emmy Clark is 23. She was Julie Teager on Monk.
Oh, nice. Donald Glover is 31. You might know him from Community, but he also is a rapper in his own right. He goes by the name Childish Gambino. I thought you'd like that.
Lee Bryce is 34. Country single. His country singer. His current single is I Don't Dance.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Lee Norris is 33. Mouth. On One Tree Hill. Ooh. I would like to have the name Mouth.
Bridget Wilson Sampras is 41. She was Veronica Vaughn and Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 45. She's currently married to Michael Douglas, but you saw her in Chicago, Traffic, where she slides under the lasers with Sean Connery and stuff.
Will Smith is 46. He was Agent J in Men in Black.
Never heard of him.
No.
Ada Turturro is 52. That's Janice Soprano on The Sopranos.
Heather Locklear is 53. She was Officer Stacy Sheridan on T.J. Hooker.
Yep. She was in Spin City. She was in Dynasty. She was in the wonderful movie Zapped with Scott Baio and Willie Ames, a movie you really need to see. Michael Madsen, 56. Bump Bailey in The Natural. Vince in Kill Me Again. Jimmy in Thelma and Louise. He's been in Kill Bill. He's been in Reservoir. I mean, everything. Man's been in so much stuff.
Jamie Hainman is 58, co-host of Mythbusters.
Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker himself, 63 years old today.
Anson Williams, 65. Patsy Weber on Happy Days.
Cheryl Teagues, 67, and what a great poster she made.
Michael Douglas is 70. Gordon Gekko in the Wall Street movies.
Wait. So him and his wife have the same birthday?
Same birthday.
That's creepy, dude.
A little bit.
Barbara Walters, 85, legendary TV news anchor.
No longer with us, Christopher Reeve, Superman in all four Superman movies.
Dude, no, Shel Silverstein, born 1930. He wrote all those books and stuff that you love so much, Where the Sidewalk Ends, Light in the Attic, Giving Tree, every one of them that you love.
No longer with us, Phil Rizzuto, Yankees MVP.
And he also makes those little Italian dishes. William Faulkner, born 1897, author of Knight's Gambit, Rose for Emily, That Evening Sun, tons and tons of good things that were turned into movies that we will not be seeing tonight on television. That's a segue, kids.
You can catch the premiere of the new season of Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, as well as How to Get Away with Murder on ABC.
If they tell you in the first episode, what's the point of... CBS Tonight, the Giants and the Redskins. Yes, it's sports ball, but it's my team. No, not the Giants. I've got class.
There's a marathon.
And I'm a loser.
There's a marathon of Mike and Molly on FX tonight.
Oh yeah, because they started showing that too. NBC has new biggest episodes of Biggest Loser and Parenthood.
The premiere of Bones and a rerun of Sleepy Hollow on Fox.
People love it. People love it. ABC Family showing one of the worst family films ever. It's Grease. That is not a film for families. It's not. And it's a bad movie.
Once again, Chopped is coming on Food Network. I think that might be the Thursday slot for them.
Excellent. AMC American Movie Classics showing First Blood and Rambo First Blood Part 2 Electric Boogaloo.
The Biggest Loser and Parenthood new on NBC.
Cartoon Network with a new episode of Black Jesus.
The CW has The Vampire Diaries and The Originals.
Yeah, reruns, though. IFC, new episodes of Garfunkel and Oates. Birthday Boy is a show they got as well.
Killer Kids on A&E.
Sci-Fi Channel has a new episode of Haven.
AMC is showing Rambo First Blood Part 3.
Really? They're showing the third one, too? I missed that. Spike's got The Scorpion King. T. Turner Classic Movies got Patton.
The Lone Ranger on Encore.
The good one or the new one that's horrible?
I think it's the new one.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet, though.
True TV, new episode of Impractical Jokers will be on. But if anything, tonight we're going to be watching that their Lifetime Television
for women.
Because journalist Chris Steen helps law enforcement investigate the alleged serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper. That's right. Christine Polinsky stars in Dreamwalker, the Grim Sleeper. It's the best they could do for a title.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Christ, it's probably based on a true story. Watch me be a jerk about this. So Ryan has sent us a voicemail. Ryan says the following. Hi, my name is Trevor. I'm a vampire and ... That's all his message says. I have no idea what this is supposed to mean, Saucy. No clue. Is this one of those things where you start telling a story and the next person picks up?
I don't know.
If so, you can send in an email to continue the story. It starts with, hi, my name is Trevor. I'm a vampire and ... So send in a sentence or two at a time. Or if you're so bold, write the whole damn thing.
Challenging you.
You could make a YouTube original video. I mean, that would be fantastic. However you do it, let us know what in the world's going on by dropping a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. We'll be right back so we can wrap up our weekend eve edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Two longtime fans of two Bionic shows discuss an episode in detail every 2 weeks with one guest host. The $6 million man, the Bionic woman, the mythology, a look behind the scenes, those sound effects, and the fashions. Oh my God, the fashions. Cyborgs, a Bionic podcast, hosted by John S. Drew and Paul K. Bisson. Find us at chronicriff.com/cyborgs or subscribe on iTunes.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Your weekend eve edition, which means yes. The week rolling right on through. We're getting there. We're getting there. And before you know it, it'll be October and then crazy things happen. But before crazy things happen, let's all kick back, relax, and enjoy some free, fantastic goodness.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they understand it or not. All they want to do is be entertained, and you can be entertained absolutely for free by taking your time and attention over to Podiobooks.com. They have great things for free, did I mention? Like Your Days Are Numbered by Mike Bartlett. Somewhere in the city, there's a hole in history, in reality itself, and it's getting bigger. I'm the only detective in town who keeps an eye on what crawls through. Kilby Salmon has charm, a quick gob, and an instinct for self-preservation. Nero Dusk has a lot of patience, a gruffy demeanor, and a way with his fists. Theo Cartwright is an Australian journalist who often wonders why she spends time with either of them. In their time-traveling London cab, they scrape together a living, finding things that never existed and solving crimes that never happened for people desperate enough to seek their help. Mostly, they get themselves in trouble, and when there's trouble for Salmon and Dusk, it's the strangest sort of trouble that London has ever, ever seen. So you can pick up Your Days Are Numbered at podiobooks.com.
Or Other People's Heroes by Blake M. Petit. Josh Corwood has spent his life admiring the superheroes that protect Seagull City. He wanted to join them, wanted to be like them, but eventually had to settle for reporting on them from the sidelines. When an undiscovered talent reignites his hope to join the world's protectors, he suddenly discovers that the world isn't everything he had been led to believe. Surrounded by false idols, Josh decided to turn the tables on them and reveal the greatest con game in history, and hopefully in the process find the real heroes that have been gone very long.
And you can find tons of free, fantastic, wonderful things for you over at podiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, the new Apple operating system is out, and we told you before, if you follow us in the forums, and of course Facebook and Twitter and all those fun things, that some people with older phones were having problems with that software. Well, guess what? It's not just the other people. It's not just the people with the older stuff, because now iOS 8 has had an update. iOS 8.0.1. And with that, Apple users got such wonderful features as the Touch ID not working, the fingerprint system not working, your cell phone service no longer working.
Interesting.
Fantastic things for you. A number of problems. People kept getting no signal messages. So Apple has already gone ahead and pulled this update. So if you did update it, I'm very sorry. And so is Apple. So they're going to be releasing yet another version of the update. And I, of course, blame all of this on U2's new album.
There you go. Over the last couple years, we've seen quadricopters and drones do some pretty incredible things. These algorithm-based flying machines have been seen mapping the inside of buildings, operating autonomously as a group, and even performing complex flying maneuvers together. It was only a matter of time before these machines were viewed as potential tools for performance art. And Cirque du Soleil has demonstrated with a single fantastic video that will blow your mind away. And you can catch that on Facebook on GeekRadioDaily.com.
Sorry, I had to do the sound effect. It was very important. A new University of Baltimore course is to be offered for the 2015 spring semester that will scrutinize the intricately plotted world of Marvel films. Yes, the Marvel cinematic movie universe has a class that you can get college credit for taking at the University of Baltimore. Taught by Arnold T. Blumberg, an adjunct faculty member, he's talking about how they're going to uncover the unprecedented efforts by Marvel to establish a viable universe of plot lines, characters, and backstories that leave no questions unanswered, no story or character abandoned, and otherwise unexplained. He says the critical look will encourage students to better understand the culture's fixation on superheroes, fictional global threats, and other widescreen novelistic tales that have pushed comic book to film ethos into new territory. So basically, you could get a college credit for being a geek and talking about how they all fit together. That sounds like why was this never offered for me?
Who knows?
The shadow.
All the lamps in your home probably operate on a similar principle. You apply electrical current and the bulb produces light. Incandescent, yeah. Fluorescent, LED, none of them can hold a candle.
I see what you did there.
To the majesty that is the bioluminescent lamp powered by bacteria. So what? It might not be the most practical way to generate light, but it might be among the coolest. They pretty much scrape enzymes from octopuses.
Really?
And put them in seawater.
Okay.
And it oxidizes and makes light.
Wow. Okay. It's crazy. Or you could get a pickle and wire it and it'll glow, but that's another story.
Electricity still.
Electricity. That's true, but it's a pickle glowing, damn it. So comic books. If you're a comic book fan, you know that throughout the years we've had crazy different variant covers and whatnot to try to convince us to buy more and more things. Well, here it comes. The Scratch and Sniff comic book.
Nice.
It's on the way from DC Comics, the Harley Quinn Annual number 1. There's two things that you should know. There's going to be a version of it for the United States and one for the rest of the world. The U.S. version will contain smells including leather, suntan lotion, pizza, and what has been referred to as cannabisalosib.
Canna who?
Basically cannabis. The smell of cannabis will be one of the things that you can get in your Harley Quinn scratch and sniff comic. So Dr. Frederick Wertham is finally rolling around in his grave saying, see, I told you that this was going to lead to kids being nothing but a bunch of juvenile delinquents. Now get me a ham. Because ham citizen. GOD is led to the Creative Commons Attribution Not Commercial Non-Commercial Access 3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And we will see you tomorrow to kick it all off. Latest, fool.
Well, that went well.
You guys are idiots.
Hey, Jim. Boom.
Excuse me.
That's a bad outfit.
God, look up there. Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
Gentlemen, this man needs help. Well, I certainly hope this little incident hasn't put you off flying, miss. Statistically speaking, of course, it's still the safest way to travel.
Wait! Who are you?
A friend.
Bye.